Greetings, everyone. This is Lyle Johnston. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Whatever happened to the great British Empire, of which it was said that the sun never set? Where that nation today, it could be said in one sense, has been reduced to the great anthems as we hear them on the last night of the proms, where with great gusto the words "Rule Britannia" resound around the Albert Hall. Britannia rules the waves. Britons never, never, never will be slaves. And many other of those great anthems, as we remember the greatness of the empire, as we remember the leaders that took us to that greatness, as we reflect on the migrations of the British people around the world to various other islands and countries, where the British Navy was supreme, where the British Navy was so powerful that there was no other navy in opposition that could defeat it. It could roam the oceans wherever it pleased and ruled over many peoples. What happened to that empire, which today the remnants of the empire are seen in what from the British Empire became the British Commonwealth of Nations? Today, the Commonwealth of Nations, even the name British, has gone. And just as we speak, Britain does remain united in name at least, with the result of the referendum, where more of the people of Scotland made the decision that they want to stay as a part of the United Kingdom and not a breakaway. But there is much unrest. There is still a large portion of the population that want to be independent, that want to break away from what is known as the British Empire. So all is not happy. Or so from the Commonwealth or Nations and even the United Kingdom, what is going to come next? And why has this occurred? Well, the answer is quite plain, because there is a source that gives us the answer. When a nation forgets its God, and our God, the people of the British Empire, our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because we as a people descended from that line. We descend from the line of Abraham through his son Isaac and through his son Jacob, and specifically through Jacob's son called Joseph and his two of his sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, whom God inspired Jacob to take those two boys and adopt them and put the name on them that God had put upon Jacob. And Jacob's name that God had given him was Israel. So the name of Israel was put specifically on the heads of Ephraim, the younger son, and Manasseh, the older. And they were to become a great multitude of nations and a great nation. And our book that you can order online, that goes in and describes all the details right back through to Abraham, right down through today, how those people which we have become, we are modern Israel today. And that book will give you the details. It will show you the migrations. It will show you first the captivity of our ancestors and the route that they took, or should I say routes that they took, to come to the British Isles, and from the British Isles, then to other places around the world, such as Canada, such as Australia and New Zealand and South Africa. And of course, we know that the Manassehites, the people who have become that mighty nation, the United States of America, also immigrated and left from the shores of the United Kingdom because of religious persecution and other reasons, but also because God had a plan for the American people as well as the people of the British Isles. Today, the descendants of Ephraim and Manasseh, known as the British peoples and the Americans. And this is an incredible story. But the important point here is that the God of those people, as already stated, was the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. And Ephraim and Manasseh were blessed by their grandfather who adopted them and put his name Israel on them. They received the birthright blessing. And when we look at the history of what we can call modern Israel, the United Kingdom, and what was once the British Empire, those outlying regions from the United Kingdom, and Manasseh, and we see how they have been blessed, what other conclusion can we come to if we will receive the word that God has said? A mighty people, a great people. Problem, because we received a blessing, because Abraham obeyed God, God went into a covenant with Abraham, and that covenant was unbreakable. That covenant still exists today, and that covenant was a covenant of blessings, both physical and spiritual. The physical blessings went to Ephraim and Manasseh through the blessing that Jacob put on their head. And that was the covenant and the blessings that God had promised through Abraham. And so the British peoples became a mighty people. They became a commonwealth of nations. So what happened to that great British Empire? Well, let's go back to the statement we made earlier. When a nation forgets its God, and our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when we forget who our God is, and in the United Kingdom and many of the nations of the Commonwealth of Nations have forgotten the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we've turned to our own idols. We worship men and women, and we call them idols. And we bow down before them. We worship them. We praise them. We're saturated with idol worship. We're saturated with all the things that we produce with our own hands that take us away from a knowledge of who our God is. So God says, when you have been blessed by me, and when you begin to say, look at what we have accomplished. We are so great. We have produced all these things with our own hands. Aren't we wonderful people? And we pump ourselves up, and we puff ourselves up with pride. And you know what God has to say to the British peoples? That's us. He talks about the pride of Ephraim. We have become a proud and arrogant people to the point where we just thumb our noses in the face of God. We take his name in vain. We walk all over his Sabbath days, both his weekly Sabbath and his annual Sabbaths. And we've put in place pagan gods, pagan ceremonies, and these go up to the nostrils of God as an abomination. And so we have brought upon ourselves those curses that God said would occur. And in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, God outlines these curses along with the promises. And in Deuteronomy 28, God says, if you obey me, look at what I will do for you. If you will acknowledge me as your God, if you will worship me and not the things that you create with your hands, not the creation, then I will bless you. And he shows how he would bless us in our crops. And have not the nations of modern Israel, as we will call them, according to the authority of God's word, have they not been called the breadbasket of the world? How God has given us those crops so bounteous and plentiful by the blessing of God. He gave us the weather, he gave us the rain, and we produced those crops, and we supplied the world with food, with bread, exactly as Joseph did in the ancient world in Egypt, where there were 7 years of plenty, and you know the story. During those 7 years of plenty, the Pharaoh of that time gave Joseph the authority to store those crops, to reap them and to store them. And then came 7 years of famine, and Egypt became the breadbasket of the world, and they were able to feed those nations around them that came to them for help. Now, that led to the family of Joseph, or should we say Jacob and his 12 sons and all their families and servants into the land of Egypt, which later led to their slavery because a Pharaoh arose who did not know Joseph, and God blessed the children of Israel and they multiplied so greatly that Pharaoh became afraid. The Egyptians became afraid of them, and so they persecuted them. They set hard tasks over them, but the Israelites continued to grow until they became a great people. 600,000 men, that is not even counting the children and the women. And when they left, when God delivered them from Egypt, they were a great crowd of probably somewhere between 2 and 3 million people, a great nation. And we are the descendants of those people, specifically for the British people, the tribe of Ephraim. We are modern Ephraim today. Now, there are some who say that the United States is Ephraim and Britain is Manasseh. Not the view here, but irregardless of that, the prophecies today are to those two sons of Joseph. So God says, when we become a nation that is unrighteous, when we forget who he is, he said that he would take away the wise man. He would take away the prudent leaders and put in their place the basest of men. Can we see that today? Can we see that in some of our countries of modern Israel that God has set up the basest of men when they are legislating and making rules that are destroying a people, destroying the nation? Or destroying our nations, and even with a change of government, to reverse some of those decisions, to reverse some of those laws that have been set in concrete, virtually becomes impossible, and the slide downwards continues. Until the time that the scriptures talk about, that the stranger in our midst will rise up against us. God also said he would bring droughts. He would hold the rain. And we can read examples of that in Scripture where God has done that. Why? To bring us back to acknowledge him as God and to worship him. That is the only way that we as the British peoples will be able to reverse what is happening today. So God said, yes, he would bring droughts, famines, sicknesses, disease, and again withhold the rain. He said that the fruit of our bodies would be cursed, and can we not see that today, where the fruit of our bodies is cursed, where there are so many problems, congenital, birth defects of our little ones? This is all a result of our disobedience to God, his commandments, and his laws. To reverse this, we must turn around. We must cry out to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in heartfelt repentance and seek his ways of life. It's been done before, when a nation was told by the prophet Jonah, the Assyrian peoples. They repented, and God withheld his punishment on them for their sins. Will we, as a people, do that today? Are we prepared to put away our pride, to put away our arrogance? Oh yes, we're an arrogant people. Look at what has happened over the years. Look at what has happened to the British peoples. Where is the arrogance? Well, we have the upper class, we have the middle class, and then the lower class. And the upper class, and even many among the middle class, are very prone to great pride and arrogance, seeing those in a class lower than themselves as inferior human beings, and frequently treat them as such. And when we go back in history, many of those of the British nations looked upon other nations as inferior beings. Other peoples, other races, seen them as inferior. Men and women made in the image and likeness of God. And we treated them as so much cannon fodder. Some of our so-called great leaders were nothing more than butchers when it came down to the way in which we treated those people that God gave to us to rule over, took them into slavery. Is God pleased with that? God hates arrogance. God hates pride. And yet God says, and God talks about the pride, or God talks about the proud and the arrogance of the British peoples. And we need to repent of that, because we have said that we have become great. We became this great British Empire by our own power and by our own strength, when in fact the reason for our strength and power and wealth and greatness was because Abraham obeyed God. Abraham knew who God was. Abraham was prepared to obey God, even to the point where he was prepared to kill his son Isaac. And when God saw the obedience of Abraham, he said, "Stop, Abraham, don't slay your son. I have prepared a sacrifice. But because you were prepared not to hold your son from me, you were prepared to sacrifice him at my word, now I know that you will always obey me." Now, as the British peoples, does God know that about us? Or is God testing us because we will not obey him as our forefather did? God will punish us to bring us to the point where we will finally recognize our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We will repent of all our sins before him, and we will obey him. And then God will bless us. But are we going to do that? Well, biblical prophecy shows, biblical prophecy reveals that we will fail to do that nationally until such time as God punishes us, until such time when we go into captivity. Then we will realize the words of God that we have heard from his scriptures, the Bible. We will begin to see that these were true, these were right. And we will say, "Why did we not listen to you, God? Why did we not listen to you? Now we hear you. Now we understand. Now we know why we're in captivity. Now we know why we are dying. Now we know why all these things came upon us. Forgive us, Father. Show us your ways. Teach us your ways." And when we come to that place, God will forgive our sins. And God will again bring us to that place where we will come under that covenant made with Abraham, where again we will become a great nation. But this time, as a great nation, what we are going to do, we are going to continue to obey God the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but that will happen after the return of Jesus Christ, when he comes in great power and might and sets his feet on the Mount of Olives, when he again restores his laws and commandments in the land of Israel today, which is in so much conflict, where he will set up his throne on Mount Zion. And from Mount Zion will go forth the word of the Lord according to what he tells us through his prophet Isaiah. And God first is going to bring the descendants, those that remain after much tribulation and after the times of sorrows and after the last days. Then God again will bless a nation that repents. He will write their laws in their hearts and in their minds, and they will know that he is God. And they again will become a nation obedient to God, and God will so bless that nation that we're told that the reaper will be overcome by the sower. The crops will be so plentiful. And when the rest of the nations of the world see what is taking place under the rulership of Jesus Christ, then they are going to want a part of those blessings. And so they will eventually come up to Jerusalem, and they will know the ways of the Lord. And the whole earth is going to be filled with the laws and commandments of God. But not yet. We have got much suffering to do, but individually we can repent. In Matthew, the 24th chapter, Jesus said, "This gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God, shall be preached in all nations as a witness," not to save all nations, but as a witness to the nations of what God is about to do, why he is doing it, the troubles we face, but then the end result. So God shows us that all the troubles that we are bringing upon ourselves, when we learn to obey him, when we learn to follow him, then God will deliver us, and God will again bless us, and God will create an earth where all people will know him, and where all people will cast aside their idols. God himself will remove all the idols from the land, and only the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob will become the God of all peoples, all individuals and all nations, and all people will worship him, and we will see a time of such great glory that we cannot begin to even imagine what that is going to be like today. But because we believe God, because we know his word is truth, it will happen. Now, we face, as we have been saying, the problems of terrorism, where we have already seen the effects of this in the United Kingdom, where the Prime Minister has announced that the level of terrorist activity is second to highest. It has one step to go to reach crisis area where an imminent attack is expected. We can see the people of the United States are terrified of terrorist attacks. We have seen people being beheaded by one terrorist group. Within our nation, we have these strangers, these terrorists, a number of whom have gone to fight on the side of the terrorists in Syria and in Iraq. We've seen the beheadings of innocent men, and of recent times, that threat has reached right around the other side of the world, where just this past week, as we speak, a terrorist group was discovered in Australia, where they were planning to take innocent people or an innocent person from the street and televise the beheading of that individual. So there is nowhere that as the people, the descendants of the British people, are safe. Our only hope is in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I would encourage you to go back to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and read what God has outlined for us, that if we obey him, the blessings that he will pour out upon us. But also, if we reject him, because God knows that if we reject him and we choose our own ways, if we choose to walk in pride and arrogance, then we have to be punished because God loves us. God wants better things for us. God does not like to see us take a way that is going to bring destruction and death. But God cannot tolerate sin. Now, if this message means something to you, do go online and request the booklet that gives you the history and the origins of who we are. The book about Ephraim and Manasseh, the British and the American peoples. But also, if you are one who has been seeking God and you just feel disenfranchised, where you have been going along to your church and you feel and you know you are just not being fed from the Word of God. Because Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Are you being fed? Are you receiving that spiritual nourishment? Are you being taught how to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God? Are you being taught about the need for repentance? Have you ever been told that repentance, true, genuine repentance of having broken God's laws and commandments, needs to be followed by baptism by water and by the laying on of hands so that you may receive the Holy Spirit? Well, you can find on our websites a lot of material on that subject. But there is another booklet that you can also find and download on our website called Lord, What Should I Do? Are you in that position? Are you wondering, I want to know God. I want to know his son, Jesus Christ. I want to serve him, but I don't know how. Well, that book will help you. Lord, What Should I Do? And continue listening to Church at Home and also on the ChristianBiblicalChurchOfGod.org website. You will find so many sermons and books that will help you in your search and in following the way of life that God has given to us. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Until next time, this is Lyle Johnston saying, so long, everyone.